But there is a danger. In fact, there are dangers at every step. But here, at this step, there's a particularly big danger. And the danger is that in the course of our practice of mindfulness, in the course of our practice of awareness, we develop what I've come to term alienated awareness, which is not true mindfulness, not true awareness. Alienated awareness arises when we look at ourselves, or are aware of ourselves, so to speak, from a distance, without actually feeling ourselves, without actually experiencing ourselves. So as well as practicing awareness, as well as practicing mindfulness, it's very important that we establish contact with our feelings, contact with our emotions, whatever they are. Especially establish contact with our positive emotions, if of course we have any or can develop any. For the time being, as a sort of second best, we may have to establish contact with what we call negative emotions. But it's better to establish, it's far better to establish contact, real living contact with our negative emotions and feel them and experience them and acknowledge them, which doesn't mean indulging them, than to remain in that alienated state and not experience our feelings, our emotions at all. But, as I've said, if we can establish contact with our positive emotions, if we can only have positive emotions, that's so much the better. And it's here that the metta bhavana and similar practices come in. This is the next step. Not even just metta or loving kindness by itself, but also the other brahma vihara, that is to say, karuna or compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upeksha, calm and tranquility, equanimity, as well as saddha, or faith. All of these are based on metta, or loving kindness. Metta, we may say, loving kindness, friendliness, in a very deep and positive sense, is the fundamental positive emotion. As the years go by, as I come into contact with more and more order members, more and more mitras, more and more friends, and even people outside, I see more and more clearly and more definitely the importance of positive emotions in our lives, whether spiritual lives or worldly lives. I would say that the development of positive emotions, emotions of friendliness, joy, peace, faith, serenity, is absolutely crucial for our development as individuals. It's after all the emotions which keep us going. We're not kept going by abstract ideas. We're kept going by our emotions. And it's our positive emotions which keep us going on the spiritual path, which give us inspiration, enthusiasm, and so on, until such time as we can develop perfect vision and be motivated by that. So positive emotions, in the fullest sense, are of particular importance within the order and within the movement in general. We should have strong feelings of metta towards our own self, don't forget that to begin with, and others. Should have strong feelings of spiritual fellowship. And when I say strong feelings, I mean strong feelings. Not something tepid and lukewarm, and half-hearted and faint-hearted, but really warm, if you like, even a little hot. And strong, not feeble. And this is one of the reasons why we have our monthly order metta bhavana, which is not some occasion on which we sit down once a month in the evening and just think about other order members scattered all over the globe. Yes, you've got 6 or 7 in New Zealand, and there's 1 in Holland, and there's 7 or 8 up in Finland. No, not that. There's so many at Sukhavati and so many at Amaravati. No. It should be more and better than that, when we sit down and we actually feel wisdom. Huh? And feel a strong feeling, huh, of warmth and friendliness and harmony and even unity with them all. Hmm? This is what the monthly order, Metta Bhavana, should mean, should be. And then, not only metta, not only friendliness or loving kindness, but also compassion, should feel that too, amongst ourselves, towards one another, sympathy for those in difficulties, for those who are going through a difficult phase, as we sometimes say, favourite phrase. And nearly everybody goes through it sometime or other. If not this year, next year. If not this week, next week. Some of you I know very well were going through it last week. Not to say the day before yesterday. We know this. Everybody has their turn, as it were. Everybody has this difficult phase that they go through occasionally. Yeah? So, if you aren't yourself going through a difficult phase and somebody else is, be sympathetic. Huh? I mean, wisely sympathetic, I don't mean indulgent. Huh? Don't use that as an opportunity for asserting your own relative, temporary superiority to that sort of thing. Pride, we know, cometh before a fall. Huh? But be sympathetic, be understanding. Do what you can to help. If you can't help, at least keep out of the way. And be kind. Huh? Be kind to mitras. Be kind to friends. Don't regard them as a nuisance with which you somehow got landed or lumbered. All these mitras and friends are around these days. After all, you were in that position once yourself. Huh? So be very kind to beginners. Huh? You know, the person who maybe is coming along for the first time. He's never seen a Buddhist before. He's never seen a meditation center before. You know, the poor nit, he doesn't even know what a kesa is. He doesn't know what it means when he sees this white thing hanging round your neck. He thinks maybe it's some sort of handkerchief. So, you know, just understand his position. Be sympathetic, you know, be kind. Huh? I mean, this is very, very elementary, but I'm sorry to say that, you know, such exhortations are often necessary. So let's just remember, if the newcomer comes along, be welcoming, you know, be sympathetic, be hospitable, yeah? Speak a few words of welcome. Don't go on with your informal committee meeting in the corner, ignoring the newcomer. No, just remember what it's like to be new. And practice also sympathetic joy. Rejoice in the merits of other order members, especially those who are doing better than you are yourself. Just feel pleased and happy. Don't experience feelings of competitiveness or resentment. And don't have any sort of false sense of superiority or seniority or anything like that. And then, of course, there is upekkha, calm, equanimity, tranquility, a very positive emotion indeed. In English, equanimity or tranquility sounds so uninspiring, or so uninteresting, but it isn't really like that. Equanimity, in the true sense, is based on the feeling, the experience of equal metta towards all. If you have this equal metta, this equal loving kindness towards all, this equal sympathetic joy, this equal compassion, then on that very stable basis you can develop equanimity. And that will give you a wider perspective. You'll be able to survive the ups and downs that inevitably occur in connection with one's own work for the movement. And this feeling of equanimity, in the true sense, more importantly, will keep you in touch with what we've recently started calling the greater mandala, which circumscribes the little mandala of one's own personal interests and activities, however good and however worthy. And of course, we also need another positive emotion. We need faith and devotion to the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. We need inspiration. And unless we have positive emotions in this sort of way, unless we have plenty of metta, plenty of karuna, plenty of mudita, plenty of upekkha, plenty of sadha, then there won't be any real life in the order. Positive emotion, we could say, speaking in an ordinary sort of way, leaving aside transcendental things, but positive emotion is the lifeblood of the order. If there's no positive emotion in the order, there's no life in it at all, and no life, therefore, in the movement. So the development of positive emotion in each one of us, and in all of us in association with one another, is absolutely crucial. And therefore, the metta bhavana, as the basic positive emotion, is absolutely crucial.